The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, we started talking about how we access the media. That includes the radio station you're listening to right now. I'm joined by Julie Smith, our resident media literacy expert. She and I do a podcast together called What the Media that you can find on KMOX.com, where we really look at how we are using media today, all forms of it. You know, we were talking yesterday about how we access the media and the unbelievable access we have to information. Why is it important, Julie, that we start thinking more critically about the media messages that we're receiving? Why can't we just take it all in?
Well, we need to understand the six main ways that the media affect us. So it affects us cognitively. It gives us information. It affects our belief system and how we view the world and how we view ourselves. It can change our attitudes about certain issues, certain people, certain topics. It can change our emotions because we get especially emotionally involved if we see something online or we watch a documentary that disturbs us or a really violent movie. It can affect our physical bodies with increased heart rate, increased respiration rate, change in blood pressure if we are really stressed out when we're watching some media, consuming it. And it can also change our behaviors. We can learn what's popular, what's new, what's the fad. And because the media can affect us in these six ways, we need to step back and really analyze it and take a look at the role it plays in our lives.
While some of it is fun, some of it can be dangerous too. You know, we think back to the influence that foreign actors have had, you know, in some of our social media streams and knowing where that information comes from.
That's a big, big question. That's actually my favorite media literacy question is who's the sender of this message? And if you can't determine who the sender of the message is, that's usually a red flag because that means they don't want you to know. So I think that's always an important question to ask when you're consuming a message. Who's sending me this and why?
Now, when we talk about being critical, I know you've said this before, Julie, that that doesn't necessarily mean that we're being negative toward the media or bashing the media, I think is the term you used.
It's not media bashing at all. In fact, I kind of compare it to being a food critic. Food critics love food, but they talk about who the chef is, what the ingredients are, how the food is prepared, how it's presented on the plate, what it tastes like. And they analyze the texture of the food. So they love food, but they're looking at all the ways that it's created and presented. And so that's what we encourage people to do in the media literacy field is to do the same.
So at 7:22, we are going to have you explain how we become a type of food critic for the media, okay?
I'm ready.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.